So tonight we're going to hear from no longer seniors, they're graduates, fully responsible for their behavior, for their actions, and for the things that they say and do. And I'm really confident in what the Lord has done in their hearts and the impact they're going to make on the world that they're being released into. I guess the same as last night, the same order. And we've got one to fill in the middle, so you can go whenever you want to. You want to go last? Okay. Sharnay, you're first? Okay. Sharnay Brown, and then you can introduce the next person after you.
Everyone. I wrote a speech and everything. Okay, so my name is Sharnay Brown, and through the church's support and everything, I've been able to attend Calvary Chapel Christian Academy for 2 years now. In my short 2 years, I've made enough memories to last about two lifetimes, maybe more. And I've made some of the strongest friendships of my life right now. My classmates have been there for me, and in our own unique ways, we've made a very strong bond together. I'd like to talk about them a little bit now. I'm going to start with Cleveland. Cleveland. Man, we have been through some mess. Usually mess we created, but regardless of that, you never failed to make me laugh or give me strong life advice. You know, times we had our little chats. I look forward to our actual friendship beginning without any of our past dramas and everything. Thank you for teaching me how to be a strong person and not to question who God has made me. David. I love you so much, and your ability to do the weirdest things and make the class laugh, even when it costs you. For all the side pokes and warm hugs, I will miss your smile and your consistency every day. Jaquanda, Jaquisha, Sharonda, my ghetto sister, Jackie, I love you so much, okay? I know I haven't like expressed my love for you or my appreciation of you much in the 2 years that I've known you, but I do love you. I praise God that you were the one that I got stuck with these 2 years, you know, because you're really cool. I love all the speeches and the question and answerings that we've had with the boys about girls and life and everything, and our bond about how we can eat a whole pizza by ourselves or a whole sleeve of Oreos. I'll miss our Rose Fest with Mr. Scott every day. We have so much in common. I love it. I love our random moments where we got really loud out of excitement because we were stress-free over the weekend until Monday came. I can't wait to hang out this summer and just, you know, get deeper in our friendship. Noah. Noah, I love you so much. I love you with all my heart. You're my best friend. I'll never forget our bonding in physics when we never actually listened to what was being taught, and our love for the same music artist. You were the first one of our classmates to get to know me, and I'll never forget that. I'm so proud of you and how much you've changed and matured in 2 years that I've known you. And for all that you're about to accomplish and everything you're going to do. Thanks for being the best husband through all of my issues and tolerating me and everything. Matthew, even though you hated me, not really, but whatever, I always say that. I'm so glad that we've moved past everything and that we've grown a lot closer. I know in the summer that we'll still talk and we'll still be friends and everything because we'll still be here. I look forward to seeing how strong our friendship grows and that. Thank you for always having to be right and to always correct me when I was wrong, which was all the time. I won't forget that. I'll miss making fun of you at times and the little boy moments you had. I love you. Lastly, Isaiah. Okay, Isaiah. I've never met someone who's vexed my soul so easily as Isaiah has. Like, sometimes just seeing him. Okay. But, you know, through all that, you are my best friend. I know that, like, I picked at you a lot, and I would yell at you every once in a while, and every blue moon we'd argue. Not actually, but whatever. But you've made my senior year unforgettable. I'll miss staying up doing homework with you till 3 a.m., and then feeling like death the next day because that's not a good thing to do, or constantly trying to annoy you. I'm glad we became best friends, and I love each and every one of you and how close we've all become. I feel so blessed to have been stuck with you all in my last 2 years here. I think one of the things I'll miss the most was our huddles by the corner in the lockers. During passing period, we'd always just stand there and like discuss whatever we had to discuss. And sometimes we were even tardy for it because we forgot to go to class. So I think that's one of the biggest things I'll miss. Next to my siblings, mainly my brother, I know it wasn't easy for me to come here and all, and you had issues with it, but you did support me through it all. I know it wasn't easy for you and all, but you got past it and everything. I love you. And you know that. Okay, I'm good. Lastly, to Pastor Ron and Miss Paula, thank you so much for this church and what you've established here. I'm sure sometimes it can be overlooked, but I'm sure sometimes it can be overlooked, but it is a blessing that you have here. And I'm trying not to cry, but it keeps trying to come and it's bothering me. I know sometimes it can be overlooked, but what you're doing here is amazing. And in the last 2 years of my life, you have touched me more than I will ever be able to express. And not just with the school, but also with the church itself. I wouldn't have started coming here if it wasn't for the school. And so that whole twice a month thing is really smart, because like I was here and then it got to the point where I was like, I like coming here, and then it became every Sunday thing, and now I'm here every Sunday. So thank you for all you do in the school, outside of the school, and just who you two are as people. And then to the church body. Okay, so without y'all, a lot of this wouldn't be possible. So thank you for all your prayers, especially for the 12th grade. It was definitely a trying year. Don't let anyone tell you, okay? Don't let anyone tell you, the future seniors, that it's easy. Senior year is not easy here, okay? Junior wasn't easy, and senior is not easy. And all the prayer that you're going to get from the church body, you need it. So thank you for all the prayer and the tithing and keeping us in your thoughts and everything. It's meant a lot to me. And I know it's been that sort of silent motivation to help me study at 3 a.m., you know, or finish that assignment that I wasn't going to do because I could take a zero. I'll be fine. Not actually, but, you know, still. So thank you all, and then again to my parents, thank you for, she's crying, so like I looked over and like she's crying, so she threw me off. Anyways, thank you to my parents and for giving me the opportunity to come here. I know it wasn't easy being homeschooled for 10 years and then me being like, you know what, I don't want to be homeschooled anymore, let me go. And I know it wasn't easy for you, Mom, but you did it, and you know, you drove 43 minutes every day to take me to school, you know, fighting traffic, making sure I wasn't tardy, you know. And then anything more I needed to do well here, you made sure I had it. And Dad, you supported me through it all. You didn't say, oh, well, no, maybe you should stay home, you know, save gas, you know. So thank you for that. This was something I wanted, and it was rocky at first, but I'm happy that I got the opportunity to come here. So thank you to the church body, to you all, and to my parents.
Just a warning, my speech is not as good as hers at all. So hello everyone, my name is Cleveland. I've been coming to the school for 4 years, 9 through 12th. And at first, I was not happy to be here at all, not even a little bit. But over time, I began to love it. I would first like to thank the entire congregation for all that you've done for the school and supporting Pastor Ron and Mama Paula. And believing in God's plan for this school and even the free little medical clinic you got down there. Calvary is a very, very unique place. Your teachers are like your best friends here, most of them. And you can do so many things to teach. You can have conversations with them, you just talk about rap music like I do with Pastor Juan, and you just chill with them. And they're willing to help you no matter what because they're serving God. So they go out of their way to help you and make sure that you're taken care of. Any needs you have, they fulfill your needs. And it's a really sweet thing to see. Is Mr. John here? No? He's teaching. Okay, never mind. But I'll mention him anyway. For instance, Mr. John, he has a rule where, like, if you need help, you can call him at any hour. And I've heard instances where people call him at, like, 1 o'clock in the morning to get help. And it's just amazing. Or Mr. Scott. Is Mr. Scott here? Probably. No? Okay. Mr. Scott has tutoring every single day of the week, in the morning and after school. So if you need help, counseling, anything, he's there for you. And that's just a few examples of how the teachers go out of their way to help you and make sure, you know, you're all set together for school. Since the classes are smaller, you get, like, a better connection with your class. My class right here. I love you guys so much. Even when I wasn't the easiest child to be around, I was really annoying. Yes, I know. You still put up with me, and I love you guys. I'm really going to miss hearing your laughter and seeing you every day. The environment at the school really makes you have to learn in noise. Because our rooms, we have tables with chairs and partitions. And you know, you'd be doing your work with a test, and then you hear a screech from, like, the backside, and you'd be like, what was that? And you just have to keep working and stuff like that. The only downside to the school, I would have to say, is the backpack weight. It's like carrying a child all day on your back. Two children. And it's just like, ugh. But thank you for the back muscles. But in closing, I know that was really short, but anyway, in closing, I'd like to just thank the congregation again for all that you've done, you know, for the school and personally for my family and everything you've done for me. And I just want to say thank you. Next is David Raymond.
Hi. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. Honestly, this is really going to be for the people who couldn't make it last night, because I'm pretty much going to be saying the same thing. For those of you who don't know me, my name is David Raymond. I began coming to the school 5 years ago in eighth grade. It's been tough, really tough, but it's also been good. The best part of this school, to me, was meeting my classmates. I've gotten to know them really well because of the size of the classes. Some of them, Jackie and Noah, I've been with since eighth grade. It's been a ride. Sharnay, I haven't even met her until last year, but all of us have become just great friends. We got into some weird stuff during our time. We had some fun. I remember one time, this was in eighth grade actually, our teacher left the room for a second, and we had a carrot fight. We threw carrots at each other. And then I think my favorite one is, it was actually this year. I work at McDonald's, and if you don't know, we have salt packets at McDonald's just everywhere, just salt packets. And so I grabbed about 50 of them when I was coming home from work one day, and I brought them to school the next day, and we salted people's water. I distributed them among my class, and I told them to just get as many people as I could. And they did well. I actually had it in for one person specifically. Austin Henry. I don't know if he's here. I got him. I salted his water, and then he noticed and dumped it out, and I got him again. So, yeah, we had some fun times. I want to thank my teachers again. They had to make a lot of sacrifices to be able to teach here, a lot. So there are a few that I want to thank specifically. Mr. Brian, he's our math teacher here, and he's a really good math teacher. I could not do math when I came here, but he just has to explain it to you in his voice. It's something in his voice, I think, you just understand it after he's done. And then there's Mr. Scott. See here? Serving? Okay. That's good. He doesn't need to hear this again. I never could really understand what he was trying to teach me, but he was always more than willing to help. As Cleveland said, he had tutoring most days of the week, and I took advantage of that many times. He also set up our senior trip, which was great. We went to his aunt and uncle's ranch, and that was really cool. We did we worked and stuff. We made a irrigation system. That was hard work, but it was really good. It was a good memory, and I'll always remember that. That's probably one of the best memories I have of coming here. Also, I want to thank Miss Lisa again. Hi, Miss Lisa. She was always there for us. She was probably our biggest supporter all throughout last year and this year. She was always there to listen to our problems, give us advice and actual good advice. And she always saw the best in us, and thank you for that. Pastor Juan, he was our Spanish teacher, and thank you for teaching me Spanish. I still can't speak it after 4 years, but that's not his fault. We had some good times in this class, and I think I'm going to go ahead and tell this story again for the people who didn't hear it yesterday. This actually happened in the gym, and he used to take a bunch of the kids from the school over to the gym and work out with us, and one day I went over there, and I was doing some squats, and I was having trouble on my last one, and I stopped breathing. So I was kind of down in the squat position for a little while, not breathing because I couldn't stand up. And then I passed out. I collapsed. And Pastor Juan's on a nearby machine working out, and he hears the noise, and he turns around and sees me on the ground and says, "Quit messing around, boy." And then he keeps working out. Thanks, Pastor Juan. Also, I want to thank Mr. John. I enjoyed being in his classes. I didn't particularly enjoy the subject, but I enjoyed being in his class. We also had some good times in his class. He told great stories. He's probably the best storyteller I've ever met in my life, but he's also a good teacher. I would not have made it through his classes without his help, because I could not write an essay when I came to school, and I still barely can. But he always made time to help me. Like Cleveland said, he gives out his phone number at the beginning of every year. It says call him anytime, and I just happen to be the one person that called him at 1 a.m. in the morning. And he gave me all the help I needed. He wasn't upset or anything. So that's it for all the teachers I have time to mention. I have a lot more. But also, I want to thank all of you here in the congregation who help support the school and pay for it, and the prayers. Also, Pastor Ron and Miss Paula, thank you, because without you, it wouldn't have been possible.
Alright, so you guys kind of cut David off, but I'm sure he'll forgive you. Sorry, had to bring it up a little bit. So, my name is Matthew Yule. I've been coming to this church for about 8 years now, but I've been at the school since 2013, which was when we were in 10th grade, so it's been 3 years. When I first found out I was coming here, I wasn't happy, like most new students. However, after a few months here, I realized it wasn't too bad. I'd gotten to know my classmates better, and they were very welcoming. Coming to a new school where you don't really know anyone is always hard, especially if you're a quiet person like me. But my classmates all put a lot of effort into getting me out of my shell and making me feel a part of the class. So I want to thank all of my classmates. In the 3 years I've been here, I've made a lot of great memories and friendships that will last a lifetime. I've never felt a tighter bond with a group of people in my life, and it scares me to think that as I leave this school, I may never find another group of people like you again. All of you are irreplaceable to me, and I want you guys to know that I love you. Noah, thank you for always being there for me, no matter what I need, all throughout high school. I've always been able to count on you to support me and help me. And Josh, thank you for always being around when I need someone to talk to, or vent to, or even just to hang around and do nothing. And also, thanks for all the music you've shown me over the years. Thank you for your constant friendship over the past 4 years as well. I also want to thank all the teachers here at the school for all the sacrifices they've made and continue to make in order to make this school possible for us. I know that a lot of the time we can be a handful, and we don't really show how much we appreciate you, but we do. I specifically want to thank Miss Lisa for all the support, great advice, and counsel she's offered, not only to me, but to all of us in the class. Sorry. I also want to thank Mr. Scott, Mr. John, and Pastor Juan. All of you have been great examples to me, and I've learned a lot by being around you, in an academic sense as well as about life in general, especially Mr. John. He is probably the wisest person I've met in my life. He knows everything about everything, and that is well known around the church. So I want to thank Mr. John for all that. And also I want to thank Pastor Juan and Mr. Scott. Mr. Scott's serving, but Pastor Juan's back there. You guys have both been around, and you guys have been great role models to me throughout my life in the church. And you guys have been there for literally every moment I've been here. So thank you. I want to thank my family. Dad, I want to thank you for always showing an interest in me and encouraging me in everything I do. Thank you for always taking care of our family and doing whatever you had to do in order to make life more comfortable for us. I know for the past 4 years, I haven't shown you how much I appreciate you nearly enough. And when I said this to Noah, he said it was the understatement of the century, which is true. But I do see how much you have sacrificed for us, and I want you to know how much that means to me. I love you, Dad. And I want to thank my mom for all the love and support she's given me throughout my life. Thank you for working so hard, but also for being around whenever I needed you for anything. Thank you for always pushing me to do the best that I can, even if I never listened. But most of all, thank you for being my mom and always helping me in any way you can. I love you, Mom. And finally, I want to thank everybody in the congregation for all your donations and support, prayers, everything you've done to make this school possible and to help all of us seniors through everything over the years. And I want to thank Pastor Ron and Mama Paula for everything you guys have done following the Lord's calling and founding this church and this school and Malta Medical and all the love you've shown to our class and this whole church. So, thank you.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Jackie Ortiz. I'm the daughter of Pastor Juan Ortiz and Michelle. I've been coming to this church since I was 2, and I've been coming to the school for 13 years. This place is all I know, so I guess you can say I don't get out much. This is my second home, and because of that, I want to thank the congregation for their financial support. To think that our school is free, the curriculum is challenging, and the teachers here love you so much seems almost impossible. But without God, you're right, this probably would be. This church and school has done so much for me and my family, and I can't thank you enough. I want to quickly say a few words to each of my classmates. I'll start with Noah, because I've known him since kinder. I remember when I would go to your house, we'd run to your room and play My Little Pony. We'd sing the whole theme song and everything. And even to this day, he's still my singing buddy. I'm so proud of you. You've worked so hard to finally be at the place where you get to pursue the career of your dreams. You deserve the best. I love you very much, and you will always have a special place in my heart. Stay close to Jesus. Charnay. This girl right here is stubborn, fiery, and a whole lot of woman. She's secure in herself, confident, and caring. And I'm going to miss being by your side, taking care of the boys, and keeping them in check. We make a good team. I love you very much. Stay close to Jesus. David, one of the funniest and generous person I know. I'm going to miss your spontaneous personality. One minute you'll be sleeping in class, and in the next minute you'll be running around, grabbing us, forcing us to stay still as you whispered nonsense in our ears. I love you very much. Stay close to Jesus. Isaiah, although you weren't originally ours, I'm so glad we had you in our class. I'm going to miss your storytelling when it took you about an hour to get to the point. I'm going to miss picking on you, especially when I have to hold you down while Matthew tickles you to death because you decided to annoy us all day. I love you very much. Stay close to Jesus. Cleve, always looking out for me when I had something on my face, my hair, my clothes, anything. Thank you for your generosity, always sharing your food even when I had plenty, and making me eat your famous recipe cookie. Thank you for being a good friend to me and making me laugh all the time. I love you very much. Stay close to Jesus. And to Matthew, you're extremely smart, funny, and kind. Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to aid in your conversion. I know it meant a lot to you, but it also did to me. Thank you for being so caring and thoughtful and being a wonderful friend to me. I'm going to miss your contagious laugh and seeing you every day. I love you very much. Stay close to Jesus. And to my family, where is that? Thank you for calloused hands, sore everything, and teaching me how to work hard. I have yet to know anyone who works as hard as you do. You don't complain, and you do your best. I love you, Dad. And for my mom, I know you heard this Thursday, but you are the strongest person I know, despite your physical ailments. You push through everything. I wouldn't want any other parents. I'm lucky to have you both in my life. And Johnny, who couldn't make it tonight, he's still been one of my biggest inspirations. I only wish I had half the motivation he has in everything. I had something else for him. Sorry. He's a hard worker, and when he puts his mind to something, I honestly believe he can do anything. He's truly been a big brother to me, and I love him very much. And finally, to Grandpa Ron and Grandma Paula. I can't even begin to tell you how much I love you both. Thank you for the gifts you've given and taking us out to eat, knowing full well that you were going to pay more than you would for a teenager girl, because I eat like a man. You've done so much for my family. We talk about you often and how lucky we are to know you both. I love you very much. I'm done. Sorry.
So I didn't have time to make a new speech, so I'm just going to do the same one I did yesterday. So sorry. because I was working all day. And actually, since I have a little bit of time, I'm going to expound on that. So, anybody who knows, I've like been obsessed with animals since I was like really little. So when I was 13, I started volunteering at the San Antonio Zoo. And it's funny because if you look at my disciplinary log at Calvary Chapel Christian Academy, it's very long. You could probably write a whole book. And because I gave my teachers lots of problems, I would like to talk a lot. And I just want you to know that now I understand what you went through, because I've been working at the zoo for 4 years now, and so now I am a mentor for the teen volunteers. And today was orientation day, and I was training them. And so now I know how you feel, because they had lots of attitude. So, and, yeah, and now I know how it feels when you're trying to teach somebody something, and they won't stop talking. So, yeah. Anyways, okay. So, hello, my name is Noah Slagle, again. This fall, I will be attending Tarleton State University to study zoology. And I also wanted to say that that's also thank you to the congregation, because that wouldn't be possible without you guys donating to keep the school running. And not only does you guys donating helps for me to go to school, lets me go to school for free, my dad also works here, so it like pays for my whole entire life. And so thank you for that. I actually, one Sunday, I was sitting in the back, like I always do at third service, and there was this lady that I've never seen before and never seen since, and she was putting money in the offering box, and I walked behind her and said, "Thanks for the cereal," and then I walked away. And she was very confused, but yeah. So, anyways, yeah. So, anyways, so I have been attending Calvary Chapel Christian Academy for 13 years, and last night I said I came to the church for 15 years, but my mom corrected me graciously today, and I've been coming here for 17 years. So, Jackie, you've been coming here since you were 2, but I've been coming here since I was 1, so just saying. it's been a second home to me, possibly a first home, actually, considering I've probably spent more cumulative hours in this building than I have in my own home. So, I just want to take this time and use my speech to thank the people that made my time at the school, as well as the last 18 years of my life, so enjoyable and rewarding. So yes, it's going to be the same thing as yesterday. Okay. So first, I'd like to thank my mom. I would not be here today if it wasn't for you. Thank you for being my number one fan, even when I didn't deserve it. Thank you for being my comforter when I was in pain, even when you were in more pain than I could ever imagine. And thank you for all the times we danced stupidly to 80s music while doing chores or stayed up late playing board games and I beat you at Blockus. And you punched me in the arm. I will never forget those memories, no matter how far away I go. Even though sometimes you took the dancing a little bit too far and did the Tootsie Roll. I wouldn't mind forgetting that. You are by far the best mom I ever could have asked for. Thank you, and I love you. Okay. Dad, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you either. Mom told me the story. Thank you for always being there to support me, there to drive me to all of my various jobs and commitments. And like, I mean it, like he really did drive me everywhere. Like for some reason, I worked in and out for a year and I saved money and I bought a car, but I still don't have my license. So my dad still drives me to work and the zoo is like 30 minutes from my house. So, you know, and then also there to tell me what I needed to hear even when I didn't want to hear it. Thank you for being the backbone to our family, especially this last year. So much has happened, and while we were all scared, confused, or even depressed, you told us it was going to be okay. Took it on your shoulders and held our family together. Thank you for taking me to my first Taylor Swift concert. I don't know if you want me to tell people that, but I know it wasn't a Major League Baseball game, but you took me anyways. And thank you for playing your eclectic alternative music in the car. I can't even see my speech. Okay. eclectic alternative music in the car every morning on the way to school. I've actually brought myself to like some of it. I might even listen to it in college. Who knows? I would also like to thank my brothers, David. He's in California, but I don't know if you're watching live stream. But anyways, okay. Thank you for showing me how to be independent, encouraging me to be myself. Thank you for all the drawing contests we did growing up, even though we all knew you were going to win every time. And also thank you for imparting all of my childhood enjoyments on me, such as Power Rangers and Pokemon, and letting me waste hours and hundreds of dollars of my life on trading cards and video games and episodes. I couldn't have done it without you. And thank you for leaving to California, because even though it stunk at the time, you taught me that just because someone's far away, it doesn't mean I have to stop caring for them. And thank you for choosing a girlfriend I like. When we're all old and like 30, I want to enjoy Thanksgiving. And then, Christian, thank you for being an example to me and being someone I can look up to. I want to be like you more when I'm older. Thank you for working at In-N-Out Burger with me and all the car rides after we worked till 2 a.m. and I'll complain to you about how much I hated it. And I really did. Like, I can't even eat the In-N-Out fries anymore. I might throw up in my mouth. So it's really gross. No offense, Pastor Ron. It was nice to see you there every Thursday, though. That was. And then everyone's like, "Who's that?" I'm like, "It's my pastor, you guys." And I remember actually I was in the potato room cutting potatoes one time. Well, I walked back there to help, and there was like 3 people back there, and they were literally all just talking about, "Oh, did you see Noah's pastor?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, this is cool." Like, he comes here all the time. And then, anyways, back to Christian. Okay. Thank you for all the fun times we had and all the other times you've secretly taken me to get food from Jack in the Box or IHOP at 3 in the morning. Sorry, Mom and Dad. I know I told you that last night. Thank you for doing weird stuff like wearing one sock or speaking in half sentences so that Mom focused on you and never noticed all of my weird psychological issues. And he really does wear only one sock. He walks around the house with one sock on him. It's really weird. Elijah, I know I haven't always been the best older brother, but thank you for letting me learn how I'm still learning. And even though you're my little brother, you're still 2 inches taller than me, which is kind of annoying, but whatever. And thank you for inspiring me with all of your modeling photos on Instagram. I need to step my game up, just saying. And thank you for being who you are. I wouldn't want you to be anyone else. This year you taught me not to talk or take anyone that I love in my life for granted. I think that is the most valuable lesson I've learned in my life so far, so thank you. And now last but most definitely not least, the baby who isn't a baby anymore, Silas. I just want to start by saying I'm not the biggest fan of children. I have never done well with them. Reason being, most kids I cannot have an intelligent conversation with, but I like Silas. I can definitely have a conversation with him, a 6-hour long conversation covering the complex history of Pokemon. But that's okay. He gets that from me. Speaking of which, thank you, Silas, for being the only one in our family to bear any remote resemblance to me. You finally disproved my theory of being adopted. So, and I really know I don't look like anybody in my family. And every single time that I post a picture of me with my brother Elijah or my brother Christian on Instagram or Snapchat or anything, I always get like 20 direct messages for girls asking me for my brother's numbers. So, yeah. And it was funny because when I first started working at In-N-Out, or when my brother first started working there, there was this girl and I kind of wanted to be her friend for a while. And then she started texting me one day. And I was like, oh, cool, I'm gonna make a new friend, awesome. And then like 5 minutes into the conversation, she was asking me for my brother's number, and I realized she does not want to be my friend. So anyways. And thank you, Silas, for always making me laugh with your YouTube videos and comedy routines. You better do the talent show next year, just saying. And now for a few of my extended family members, thank you, Papa, for all the Papa snacks and Papa jokes and all other miscellaneous endeavors you've undertaken over the years. So much so they've been dubbed the legendary titles of Papa. And also, like, my Papa's been leaving me really interesting Facebook comments on my pictures recently. There was one where I was standing in front, because my parents took my senior photos, which, by the way, was a nightmare, because I'm allergic to ants, but they wanted to take my pictures in the middle of nowhere where there was a lot of grass and anthills, and I ended up getting bit all of my legs, so that was great. And then, so they posted all the pictures on Facebook, and my Papa was leaving comments, and there was one where I was standing in front of this like abandoned church, and my Papa said, "It's too late, Noah, you have to go." or too late to pray, yeah. I was like, okay. So, yeah. And then there was one of me and my mom, we were walking, and there was like an outhouse in the distance, you know, supposed to be like scenic, and he's like, "I wonder who's gonna get there first." And I was like, oh. So, okay. And then, thank you, Grandma Joanne, for being crazy with me and switching glasses, doing nerdy high fives, and playing board games with me till midnight. Because of you, Uppers and Yahtzee will forever be my favorites. And then thank you to the Shank and Ebel families for being the best cousins, aunts, and uncles I could ask for. And Michaela specifically asked me to mention her today, so shout out to Michaela. And, and then my uncle told me to go on 15 minutes talking about him the whole entire time, so... Anyways, thank you, Uncle Will. I know that being both my uncle and my principal at the same time could not have been easy. So especially because I'm extremely dramatic and it caused lots of drama. And so that was probably hard for you to deal with. So thank you for that. And then thank you to the Clark family and the Hayek family for being like my second family. So thank you. Thank you for that. And then the special thanks to Elise for introducing me to Taylor Swift. I don't know where I'd be without you. And I'm really upset because even though, Caleb, you did a great job in the slideshow, but I wanted the picture of me and Elise together and going to our Taylor Swift concert, and you took it out. So I'm feeling kind of gypped. I was pointed out today that I wrote my speech in a Taylor Swift notebook. So it's very serious business. So thank you. And I'm going to a road trip to Houston on Sunday, and my friends put me in charge of the playlist, and little do they know, it's just going to be all Taylor Swift. There's not going to be anything else on the playlist at all. So hope they can deal with 3 hours of that. Also, shout out to my family in California. I love you and miss you. Thank you, Grandma Annie, for the Christmas tamales and lottery scratchers and trips to the Mexican grocery store in Santa Ana where I had no idea what was going on. So, yeah. And like she told me, I remember I went with her to the grocery store and everything was in Spanish and she told me to find the bananas and I like ended up in like the prescription drug aisle and I was like, where are the bananas? I can't read anything. So, it's great. And then next is my teachers. Thank you, Mr. John, for helping me fall in love with writing and telling me the craziest, funniest stories at the same time. And thank you, Mr. Scott. I don't know if somebody can tell him I said this because I guess he's serving. But I'm sorry that we all roasted you so much last night. yeah, okay. And then also, the last 7 years with you have been nothing if not interesting days at CCCA. And also, thank you for letting this come out to your ranch. I still do not appreciate being pressured to try and kill deer because I love animals. And unlike Cleveland, I don't like to play with dead deer eyeballs. But... okay. Everyone else enjoyed it, so. And, okay. And thank you, Pastor Juan, for being such a huge encouragement to me for the last 9 years. After being my Spanish teacher, I actually took Spanish class every single year since kindergarten here, not just the last 5 years, and I still can't speak any Spanish at all. So, but you tried your hardest, so thank you. And I also want to thank you. I actually have a similar story of going to the gym with Pastor Juan like David did. Just kidding. I've actually never been to the gym. So. No. Can you tell? And then thank you, Miss Lisa, for all of the yummy treats, great life advice, and being pretty much the coolest lady I've ever met. And thanks for taking us to that bakery in New Braunfels. That was like really delicious. You know I love sweets. You know how to, you know the way to my heart. So that's all I'm saying. And that cheesecake that you made. I always knew there was a reason why I liked you so much since the moment I met you. And I couldn't remember what it was last night. But then you, in your speech, you reminded me of the cheesecake. And I was like, that was obviously the reason why. So thank you. And then, of course, that led me to love you as a person as well. And also, thank you for being one of the only two people last night that were going to make me cry. Because I was like, I'm not going to cry. And you got me really close, but I still didn't. And then also Matthew. Thanks for always making me cry. Rude. Okay. And then also special thanks to Miss Donette, Mrs. Hobbs, Mr. Red, Miss Megan. And actually, I also want to apologize to Miss Megan for making you cry in your first week of teaching us. Our bad. I also want to thank Mr. Sam and Miss Dawn. And Miss Dawn made me so happy last night. She was like, you're the first person to ever mention me in your graduation speech. So I was like, oh, she's so nice. And Miss Dawn is so cute. On her birthday, she said, I won't say your age because I know you like don't want to say that. But she actually like begged us to like call her on her birthday. And she was like, please call me on my birthday when y'all are on your senior trip or your senior dish day. So we all called her and left her a message. And it probably sounded really horrible because I cannot sing and I had the thing closest to my mouth. So sorry I had to experience that. But anyways, yeah. And also, last night I had my graduation party. And I just want to apologize to anyone that was there and had to listen to me sing karaoke because that was probably disgusting, but it was really fun. So, and then and all my other teachers, thank you so much. I hope I'm not forgetting anybody. Oh, and Mr. Brian, I forgot him last night, and so I just wanted to say, just how everyone's been saying how he's really good at teaching math, I told him that we have ESP because I'll be like doing a problem for like 5 hours, and I can't understand what it is. And I look at him and we make our eyes connect, and it's like he transfers it into my brain. And all of a sudden it appears, and I'm like, yes, trigonometry, I know it. So, yeah. And then finally, I must thank my class. Jackie, I remember when you used to be the tomboy who climbed trees and ate cockroaches. It's crazy to see what a funny and also beautiful woman you've become. Who would have thought we'd make it 13 years without killing each other? And I really mean that, because like back in like fifth and sixth grade, when we didn't always did not get along that well, and she'd always be like, Noah, you're a Pharisee. And when you go to Christian school, that's an insult, because nobody likes the Pharisees, and I would like cry and be like, why am I a Pharisee? She really knew how to get me. But you know, this year we got along, well, actually like the last like 4 years we get along really well, and we know how to get each other right in the spot, but we don't do it anymore. Thankfully, because I mean, you're probably better at roasting me than I am you, so. And yeah, and then actually, I remember, I don't know if you want me to mention this, but oh well. Like back when we used to like play when we were little, like really little, and she was like two, and we'd play, and she was wearing the boy chones. And so I'm just saying, but look at her. If you look at her now, you would never know that. She's very beautiful. And also, her guns are like bigger than my head, which is. Thank you for being like a little sister to me. People always think she's older than me, and I'm like, just because she's more mature than me doesn't mean she's older than me, just saying. And then, David, I distinctly remember walking into eighth grade, seeing you and thinking, why is a 20-year-old in my class? It turns out you were just a 14-year-old with a mustache and a really deep voice. So thank you for your friendship and all through high school and all your random explosions into hilarious insanity that literally made my day. And I mean that. He would like crawl around the class and do like really weird things. And he would like grab us and whisper like things that I won't repeat in our ears that were like really creepy. But they would always make me like cry laughing like every time. So thank you for that. Okay. And yeah, okay. And then thank you, Sharnay, for being my wife. We've had 2 divorces, but it's been mostly good times. And okay, I just want to justify myself, because people might think that, Noah, you took part in divorce. That's a sin. Okay, no, that was all her. I'm just saying. Because the Bible says that there are grounds for divorce when it comes to adultery. And to expound on my hatred for In-N-Out. So my senior trip, I requested off the days for our senior trip like months in advance. And they still didn't give me my first day off that I requested. So thanks. And so I had to miss my first day of the senior trip. And me and Sharnay had only been separated for 1 day. And then I get to the senior trip and I find out that she actually left me for Isaiah. And they were now married. So that was our first divorce. So that was great. I'm not going to tell you what happened our second divorce. You don't even want to know. But yeah, now we're good. You know, for some reason I always come crawling back to you. I don't know what it is. It must be that beautiful weave. And she actually legit has weave, I'm just saying. So it's real weave. And I'm just saying. You are the most selfless person I've ever met. Thank you for all the food and notes you've shared with me this school year. Maybe some homework, but I didn't say that. And when she shares everything, she really shares like everything. Like I was sitting here right now, and see, she's one of those people who like brings 2 bags to school and has like, not only does she have like her stuff that she needs, she has like random stuff like scissors and duct tape and like extra like 5 bags of chips. So like if you didn't bring your lunch, you know, Sharnay has extra lunch for you. And I was sitting right here and I'm always unprepared for life. So I was working all day in the hot sun and I'm like really thirsty. And she has her water bottle and I was like, can I get some of that water? So and then she gave me some. So this is a perfect example of you sharing like all the time. So thank you for that. Okay. And thank you, Isaiah, for being a great friend and always being there for me. And you also really rocked those heels and that wig on the play. That was awesome. I wish they had it on like live stream so you all can watch it, because you really need to see Isaiah work in it. It was great. That was all. And see, also as a testament to Mr. John, because when we first did the play, Jackie was supposed to be Brittany, like the popular girl, but Mr. John thought it'd be better if it was Isaiah, and he was actually really right. He did a very good job. And that was actually based on his ability to read, because each year, I guess they read Macbeth in the senior class, and so we all get to choose a character that we want to read as, and Isaiah decided he wanted to be Lady Macbeth, and so he did a really good job. I don't know why you're so good at being a lady, but okay. And then thank you, Matthew, for being my best friend, and my vault and letting me talk your ear off all the time. And thank you for always being on my side, even when I was wrong, which was a lot. And he did always remind me of that, just like Sharnay was talking about earlier, but he was still always on my side. And then thank you for being that friend that we, as two pretty much grown men, can go see Zootopia together on a Friday night and decide it's like the best movie ever. And I'm also gonna embarrass you a little bit more too. Matthew apparently doesn't do very good with horror movies because we were watching a horror movie at his house and he was like curled up in the, like I was just sitting there like watching it. Oh, am I going too long? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, never mind. You're saved by the bell. Okay, and then finally, thank you, Jalen, for being my best friend. I'm not just my best friend, but my brother. You were a friend to me when no one else was. I'm gonna miss riding to school with you every day. And my final thanks goes to Calvary Chapel Christian Academy for allowing me the opportunity to explain to all my coworkers that I attend school in a shopping mall. It makes me feel very unique. Good night.
Hi, my name is Isaiah Magana. Some of you may know me, some of you may not, and that actually might be a good thing because I have quite a rep for myself, but it's okay. If you came to watch my class graduate last night, you may have noticed that I was not up there with them. I was not able to graduate because of one of my biggest problems that I struggle with, and every one of my classmates and every one of my teachers can attest to this. My gift in procrastination. I am one of the biggest procrastinators you can find. If you hear someone else say it, they're lying. It's me. I'll give you an example on how bad that actually is. If there are any past graduates here, or if you in high school also wrote a research paper, you remember Mr. John's research paper. It's a huge assignment. And let me tell you guys, I've done three now, and the first two done the night before it was due. Yeah. And so you would think, I was like, oh yeah, third one, he's got it. I got a little bit. I started it a little bit and then pretty much finished it the night before. So yeah, didn't learn too much on that one. So that pretty much shows how bad I am at doing my work. And okay, moving on to when I first got here. Let's start where it all began. I've been coming to the church for about 6 to 7 years now, and the academy for 4 years. And on the radio show, I said 5. Whoops, it was actually 4. And in that time, I've created quite the name for myself. I did a lot of things that got me into trouble. I'm not going to go into detail about what they were because we'll be here all night. And that's not important. But what is important is that I turned away from that part of me. You may have heard on the radio show on Wednesday that this past Sunday, I gave my life to the Lord. Some of you who knew me before are probably thinking, like, about time. And I completely agree. I finally got over myself and asked him into my heart. And let me tell you, oh, how I wish I would have done this sooner. I understand now that what I had to do, and a very good friend of mine gave me this verse. Some of you may know it. If you don't, I'm going to tell you. 1 Timothy 1:15. Oh, shoot. I lost my place. Hold on. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. And let me tell you, I am one of the worst. But not anymore, because I'm doing unto the Lord now. I used to try and find all the stuff and so many things that would bring me happiness and peace and love in people. I did it all the time. My friends know that. But I could never be satisfied. But now I'm a new man. I'm out and after God's heart. I want to thank everyone who helped me get here. My class, who accepted me when I first got there, even though I wasn't originally part of that class. That's okay. They accepted me with open arms and listened to me and put up with me. We'll talk about that in a minute. I love you all so much. I'm gonna miss you guys. I really am. You guys, right here. Okay, now to talk about them individually. I'm not gonna go into as much detail as Noah. But that's okay. You'll get the point. Sharnae, thank you for being there for me always. And I mean always. You heard the story. Up till 3 in the morning, doing homework. I was doing homework. She was there with me. And being my school mom. She always made sure I stayed focused and did my work as the best she could because I am very stubborn at doing my work. David, my best friend, I'm gonna miss you, man, and I don't even really have to talk about in detail what you did because the title best friend perfectly describes what you were, and I'm always gonna love you. Shh, no. I'm gonna cry. Noah, you made me laugh till I was blue in the face a lot. And even though we did have some confrontations, another time, you know, Daft Punk. Yeah. we won't talk about that though. I'm still glad at the end I can call you my friend. And I really do cherish our friendship. We need this, man. Yuli, my Yuli. Yeah, Matt Zaya, it's our ship name. Anyways, you may be quiet to people around you. That's and awkward, but that's okay. You weren't to me. You were a great friend, one who I could talk about anything with, and just like Noah and Sharnae said, which I was like, oh, look, I'm going to say the exact same thing. You would tell me how wrong I was, or you would tell me, no, that's not right. And it's okay, because usually I was wrong, or that wasn't right, but it's all good, because I made some good choices because of him, and I thank you, man. I need a placer. Oh yeah, okay. Jackie, my Puerto Rican classmate, right? Arasa, you know what I'm saying? Thank you for putting up with me constantly during the day. When she says that I pestered her all day, oh, she means it. Oh, she means it. And even when it was time, as they said, and that means that she would hold me down and Matthew would tickle me till I wanted to pee. Actually wanted to pee. Sorry. You really did care for me, as you did for the rest of the class. You really showed me a godly example, and that was good. Thank you. And last but not least, Cleva Cleve. I'm going to miss you, man. And even though we did have that long, rough patch, I had a great time talking to you about sports and dancing around, not caring about anyone, you know, doing the Odell, all that stuff. And don't worry, man, the Bulls got it next year. Now for the teachers. And I can't go into detail about each and every one of you, but no, you, I love you all. You guys never gave up on me, ever. Even when I gave up on myself, you guys constantly kept pushing me to finish my work, even though I would keep slacking off and you'd constantly get annoyed and disrespect you. I was a very disrespectful student. But you kept pushing me so that I could finish. And just so there's no confusion, me not graduating was not because of their lack of teaching. That was on me. They really did love us, and they always had their door open if we needed help. You guys were a great part in me coming to the Lord. The sacrifices that each and every one of you make to serve at this school, huge. Making your life in the eyes of the world harder for the sake of children that, let's be honest, most of the time take you for granted. But I can say without a doubt that you were definitely a big part of me becoming saved. And I thank you for that. And when I was writing the speech, I didn't notice that I didn't put my parents in there, so I'm kind of just kind of winging this real fast, because I mean, I have to have them in there. First, my mom. My mom dealt with me for 18 years. I'm turning 19 in a few days. 18 years with me, stuck in the house, not saved. Oh yeah. It was tough, but she loved me all the time. And even though I was hard to be around and did not talk to you ever, our relationship now is strong. And even though I'm leaving for the Navy, we're still gonna have that connection. And my dad, who couldn't be here today because of work, that's what he does. He works all the time, hard, in labor-intensive work for the sake of his family that he loves so much. My number one earthly role model, my dad. If I could just be half the man that he is. I love you. I love you all, the congregation. Thank you for giving us your support through prayer and through donations to the church, for the school. And really, thank you for the prayers. I have to stress that because we need it. And Pastor Ron, the school, it's working, no matter what anyone says. Thank you.
What's nice to see is pretty much all of you are crying just like I am. So, it's obvious to see the return on your investment. Your prayers especially have been what spurred on each one of these to become the wonder. Man, I'm like getting choked up right now. The wonderful men and women they have become. And so thank you. Teaching every one of you for what you have given to this church and your hard-earned money, your tired bodies coming in here and serving and cleaning and teaching and doing all that you have done. It's obviously worth it. And so thank you very much. Let's pray. Lord, the way you work is so different than the way we would draw things up. But like Isaiah said, the school is working. And it's working in ways that so many of us, even though we've been part of it for a long time, we still get blown away by what you're able to do through it. Your love and your mercy and your grace, your patience, your understanding and your wisdom, Lord, as it's poured into these children over time, they just can't withstand it. They can't resist it. Amen.
Five seconds too long.